Selfie did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Good readings and welcome to Trends with Benefits. It's the podcast that has everyone saying, "Wow, what a great theme song. Where'd you get it?" I'm Gabe Doodly Doodly Dannon, and I'm here with my two co-composers, July Diaz.
Hello.
And Agata.
Hi. How's it going, Gabe?
I'm doing good. It's Sunday, and I'm feeling relaxed. And
football Sunday, baby.
Is there football? I think this is the one week there isn't football.
Oh, what? You're trying to tell me this is a Sunday with no football?
This is a bye week.
This is messed up, you guys.
It's baseball Sunday for
me. Yeah, it's baseball Sunday. Yeah. And, you know, who better to talk about, you know, all the great sports that are happening than we've got a great guest.
We do? We have a guest?
We
what?
Do.
Where is he?
He's in our computer.
Oh, we got another one in the computer. Who is that? He's so small. I can't see him.
He's our friend, and he's also the man who made our song that everybody loves. Mm-hmm. Everyone comes on the show and is like, wow, don't care much for the whatever comes in between, but that theme song is banging.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of compliments on it.
We have. It's true.
People love it, and it's a great song. And the fact that it gets more outdated by the second is my favorite part. You get reminded of things that happened 2 years ago.
Right. You know, I think we should get into it. Please welcome our good friend Andrew Clotworthy.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. Thanks for being on Trends with Benefits.
Yeah. Thanks for getting into our computer.
I'm so happy to just get in there and root around in those wires.
Oh, nice. Do you see any of Gabe's personal files in there?
Oh, my. There's some stuff that I don't know if I should
don't
be
look
talking
at that stuff.
About, honestly.
Don't.
All right. I'll ask you about it later. Just take mind snapshots of everything that's in there.
For sure. I'm doing print screen.
I labeled those files misleadingly so that you wouldn't know what was in them, so...
Yeah, whatever you do, don't look in the folder that says not porn. Wink, wink.
I was so thrown off. And it was the curiosity of like, oh, well, if it's not porn in there, what could be in there? And then I find out, oh, it's porn.
What else would you be saving to your desktop? Like, we all know.
Oh, yeah, we all have a not porn folder on a desktop.
Exactly.
I do a dot not porn, so it comes to the top of my of the
yes,
list.
Yeah, that's good.
What if you want at the bottom of the list? That's harder to find.
Then I do z not porn with a Z at the beginning.
Okay.
I do the dot not porn file extension.
Right. Yeah, then you can filter by dot not porn files.
Yeah, right. You filter by type.
Exactly.
And of course, the dot not porn always appears at the top. Of a type.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's foolproof.
You know, you got to get in and hack your BIOS. That's really the way to get the most out of your computer.
Yeah, honestly, people have no idea what they have when they buy a computer. Just like, ooh, do my documents. But you have a powerful machine.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
See,
and
to
now
get
with,
in-
like, with AI, oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Now my computer is alive.
Cortana, hello.
Stop it. She's talking to me through the headphones.
Andrew, so you live in Philadelphia.
Oh, I sure do.
How is it there? Just in general.
It's great. The cheesesteaks flow like the finest wine.
That sounds so good right now.
Honestly, how are those?
Oh, my gosh. There's something in the water out here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Which part of the water?
Those cows be drinking that water.
in the disgusting river water. I think it's all the grease that they're dumping out of the grease traps. Just gets recycled.
It's like the
sounds
Philly
like a lovely place
grease.
To live.
Oh yeah, yeah. The rivers run thick with cheesesteak grease.
it sounds really nice, and I'm glad that you are enjoying your life there.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite part about living in Philadelphia?
Well, besides being able to style my hair by dipping it in the river every morning.
That's good.
For greasy pomade.
That's a perk, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a huge perk. I think the Philly Fanatic is probably, probably
so
the best
funny.
Part.
He's so
Who's
funny.
That?
Have you seen this guy?
Who? Oh,
it's a sports. It's a sport thing.
Yeah, it's a sport guy.
He's a big, he looks a little like a snork.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I remember this cartoon from the 80s.
No.
He's a big green, I don't know, creature.
Yep, pretty much.
Who dances at Phillies games.
And what
and
a
is
dancer.
That football?
And he's a real local hero,
is that
I guess.
Football or what? Baseball?
It's baseball
yes.
Sunday.
In baseball? Honor of Baseball Sunday, mm-hmm. we'll be talking exclusively about the Philly Fanatic. My favorite trend always.
Well, it's what inspired Shape of Water. Guillermo del Toro, that's his favorite, you know, character. So you wanted to do an ode to the character.
The Philly Fanatic?
Mm-hmm.
Because he has a very beautiful love story full of tribulation where this woman fell in love with him. But the Philly Fanatic's handlers wanted her to have nothing to do with it.
Oh, what woman? Just like a rando?
Yeah, she was a beautiful researcher in the Philly Fanatic lab.
Oh,
this
man.
This is crazy.
I'm surprised you missed all this.
Yeah, I didn't see it in the news. I must have been sleeping.
It's huge. Well, Philly's kind of an insulated city, so, you know, it's like, this is little Philly stories.
Yeah, I've never heard any Philly Fanatic stories, so especially not this one.
Well, what do you think people live here for?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, because
Philly,
I've never
Philly
been there.
Philly has nothing to offer except for its rich lore of the Philly Fanatic.
Well, that's fine.
Well, I had a question about Philly that I wrote down in advance, and I wish I could take credit for it, but I have to give credit to my wife, Andrea.
Aww.
When I told her you were coming on the show and that where you were calling in from, the first thing that she asked was, West Philly born raised?
In South Philadelphia is where I spent most of my days.
Oh, I see.
I don't know what I was trying to say.
I have a follow-up to that.
Yeah.
Max and relaxing.
Oh, chilling out.
Question
cool.
Mark.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was a good one, right?
Yeah.
Thanks, Andrea.
I'm so glad I was brought on here as the resident Philly expert.
Yeah. We just wanted to know more about the beautiful city that you live in.
And also, you know, the other thing that we know you to be an expert in is our theme song. Which you made, which we love very, very much.
What inspired you to make that song?
Well, I was just thinking about the things that were most important to me in life. Like, what were the most defining, influential moments that shaped me as a person? Mm-hmm. And it was Ellen Selfie, Left Shark, the blue or gold dress.
Yes, we are.
Right.
And then the other trend.
What's the other one?
Oh, gosh. Well, you'll just have to listen to find out.
I've never heard the song before.
If you had to do it all over again now, you know, what kind of trends would you be tapping for a song?
Well, I kind of checked out of pop culture around time of Left Shark. So in my mind, that is the most enduring pop culture. I still think people are still really into it.
Right. Well, I mean, we've got Football Sunday coming up again next week.
Football. That's the big Football
that's
Sunday.
That's the big Football Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll have to see if Left Shark makes a reappearance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why he wouldn't. I mean, the guy's on fire right now.
Yeah.
I can't
talk to anybody without somebody bringing up Left Shark. Like, at the office. It's really annoying.
It honestly is. It is kind of annoying.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think it would be such a great troll to the president, because the president hates sharks so much, we've recently learned.
Oh, that's right.
So, like, if Left Shark came out, it would be like, oh my gosh, what is he going to tweet?
What if it was Left Shark in a pussy hat?
Oh, man.
Oh. is saying something.
Yeah.
That is saying something. It would be saying something. Oh, really, man. Can't wait to find out. Yeah. Yeah, we love that. We love that song. So do you do other songs or just our song?
Yeah. Is that the only song you ever made?
Yeah, that's it. Like, I picked up the old banjo, and I thought, well, I've never, ever tried to write a song or have played the banjo before, but let's give this a shot. And sure. No, but
it worked out.
Yeah. I mean, the banjo strums are my favorite part of the song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, that was all done on the banjo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could tell.
July likes to get out his banjo and do the, like, call and response parts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what my song is most famous for, of course, is the back and forth, the audience participation.
Yeah. The voicemails, all of it.
No, yeah, the voicemails that, at the beginning of the track. It's like a limit that I've scorned. And, like,
yeah. Just be like, this is for all my exes.
And that plays at the beginning of every episode of the show.
Yeah. Yeah. And I thought it was weird because I never understood it until now. But it makes sense.
I've, like, staked out real estate on your show. Like, people pay me to get into the theme song. And you guys have no choice because you have to play the theme song, which somehow keeps updating.
Right. It's a lot.
It is. Yeah. It's copyrighted.
If you have a theme song, you have to play it. Law 3986.
I know.
Yeah. We all know the number.
I didn't mean to condescend to you guys or woman-splain to you guys. But
right.
I know, you already know.
Just can't stand it when I get woman-splained to.
I just can't help it.
You know, the problem with feminists is that they actually have turned it all around, and now they're kicking down men.
Oh, boy. If that isn't my favorite conversation.
So interesting. What cool men bring that conversation to the table. Gotta love it.
Yeah. And I just want to say right now, anybody like that, not welcome on this show.
Turn your radio off right now.
This is a
no feminist
form.
Radio off. Okay. Okay, now that they're gone, we can say, that guy was a dick.
Oh my gosh. These MRA guys, get them out of here.
Yeah, why do they keep calling our show?
Can't stand.
Can't stand.
You know what I say to them? Bye, bitch.
July.
Bye, bitch.
July. You're crazy.
July, you wouldn't.
Hey, look, it's just something I've been thinking I wanted to say for a long time.
You've been working on.
Yeah. It just finally worked up the courage to say it, but it's not really me saying it. It's this character that goes, my bitch.
Oh my God, I love this guy.
It's really good.
Who's this character?
Mortimer.
It's kind of like the Damn Daniel guy. Like, everyone knows him as the Damn Daniel guy. No one knows his name.
True. Yeah,
his
what's
name
his
Daniel.
Name?
No, Daniel is the guy.
Daniel's the other guy.
Told Damn Daniel.
Oh, the other
too.
Guy. Yeah, I don't know.
The guy behind the double D.
It was
Speaking of bye bitch, we got a real badass bitch here in the studio.
Ooh.
With us.
You
can't see her, Andrew, unfortunately, but she is connected to the show via aux cable.
You'll be able to feel her.
She's our producer and the robotic version of Laura Hall, the pianist for Whose Line Is It Anyway? Andrew, please meet Robo Laura Hall.
Oh my God. I'm
Hi, bitch.
Oh, she's good. Robo Laura Hall has incredible comic timing. It is an honor meeting her.
She does have really good timing, and she's, you know, we've had our issues with her, but she's been doing a good job lately. She's been working, she's been playing the songs right, doing the question right. I don't know what she's
Hello, got. Andrew. It's good to see another computer friend.
Oh.
Yeah, hi, Ro. Oh, yeah, I'm a computer, by the way, guys.
You're in our computer. You're not a computer.
Well, you are what you enter.
Are in. We're in an apartment right now.
Yeah.
So, Yeah. So Roba Laura Hall, of course, you know, you are well aware, does all of our various administrative and production tasks on the show. And she
beep
just
boop.
Beep boop.
I think she really shines in HR.
Yes.
That's her best department.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know about that one. She's a little
inappropriate often.
Sometimes.
I kind of like that nice casual office atmosphere.
She's been rolling around in the at work lately, just being like, "God, I can't even talk to women anymore." it's really messed up. Like, what? I'm not supposed to hug every woman
it's
I
true.
See. Yeah, it's really like offensive to us, but we keep her around because she's essentially our servant.
I would cease to function without her if she wasn't around anymore. Like everything I do essentially requires her to be present.
And she knows she can get away with it, and that's what's really infuriating. So like,
yes.
Okay, here she goes. Here it comes. Some of her classic sass.
I mean, I would say that she is the reason for 80% of the listenership.
Yeah, totally. I mean, normally I would be super offended by that, but
I know you normally would, right?
Yeah.
But you can't be.
You can't be. Not when you got a gem like that.
Right. She's kind of, I mean, like, sometimes you try and make something and you plan to make Reginald Vell Johnson the star, but then Urkel becomes the breakout star, and I mean, the freight train can't be stopped at that point. It's the Urkel show. It's not the...
I wonder if she's going to chime
in. Did I
do
that? Oh. I love cheese.
Wait, Reginald Vell Johnson was supposed to be originally in Robot Laura Hall's position?
Yeah.
That's true.
That's
yeah.
true. We did have a robot Reginald Vell Johnson. Mm-hmm.
We just didn't like him as much, you know?
Oh, that's a shame.
He didn't pop on screen the way that Robo Laura Hall did.
Well, Urkel is Robo Laura Hall's nickname.
Yeah. Duh.
He used to say, "Hey, Urkel, did you do that?"
Yeah, that's right. He used to set up Urkel's catchphrase.
Yeah.
Like, Urkel never said, "Did I do that?" unprovoked.
No.
Hey, Urkel, did you do that?
Yeah, they just ran out of, like, things for him to mess up, and then they just started teeing him up at that point.
Yeah, they got really lazy with the writing. Like, nothing even happened anymore. It was just the dialogue of, "Urkel, did you do that?" And, "Yes, I did do that."
Uh-huh. Did I? Mm. Yes, I did. Yeah. I can't remember how it goes.
Yes, I did that.
Yes, I did that? Yes. That's the classic line?
He said,
that.
"Yes, sir, I did it."
Is he talking to the police officer?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Rachel Bell Johnson's character becomes a cop.
Oh.
In the later seasons.
Yeah.
Of course. Of course.
So, Andrew, you already answered this question. You said that you checked out on trends. Exactly at the point that you wrote our theme song. So usually we ask if you keep up with trends. Are you like really well versed on all trends up until like 2014 and then?
Wait, no, he was asking me about something today. What was that?
All right. Oh yeah, I'll peel back the layers of irony here.
It's like an onion right in front of
us. Oh, it's beautiful. just deconstructing the humor. But no, I feel like I am into trends that idiots are into. Because I spend way too much time on Reddit.
Oh, what are some of your favorite r/s?
Like deep fried memes.
Oh. What makes a meme deep fried?
It like JPEG compression to the point where it's like barely recognizable anymore.
Oh, that's funny.
There's nice.
And it's just like it's actually very embarrassing now that I start to say it.
No, please. We love having people that know memes on our show.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not that often.
I feel like that is where my knowledge of trends kind of extends, though. like outside of politics, like what did I ask you if we were going to talk about Agata?
I don't know. That's what I was just asking you because I don't know what that was. But
I said, are we going to talk about somebody touch my spaghetti?
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh. So what? Yeah. Can you explain
I don't know what that is?
Yeah.
I feel like there isn't. I don't know. I feel like it's embarrassing to talk about because I kind of said it in like an ironic way, but then I feel like by revealing myself that I know that, I sound like an idiot.
No, you don't. It's fine.
No, it's like, so there's this old like Walmart version of Looney Tunes called Terry Tunes.
Okay.
And it's a cartoon adaptation of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. And the bears are all Italian stereotypes for some reason.
Oh,
and
no.
Like the animation is very crappy. And and Papa Bear walks in like right after like Goldilocks ate their porridge, but in this version it's spaghetti. And then Papa Bear looks at his bowl and says, "Somebody touch my spaghetti."
And I have a video of it if you want to listen to it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I want to watch it.
Somebody touch my spaghetti.
Mine too.
I can't see.
Mine's gone, and my chair is broken too.
It does look like really bad, crappy Disney ripoff.
And that is a meme. That's what constitutes a meme these days.
Wow.
Great.
Welp.
I didn't get to see it. I could just hear.
We'll show it to you after.
Okay.
It's really all in the audio.
Okay.
It's so rich.
So this is something that people are talking about on the internet, or just people are talking about it on deep fried memes?
I guess so. I guess only in the very limited circle that I like browse Reddit on.
Yeah.
This is the most humiliating moment of my life.
I'm sorry. I did not. We can cut it all out. We can chop it up.
I'll have to Google how to do that, but yeah.
This is my segment. It's called Ask Agata, and it's for all of you. I do something nice for all of you by answering your questions, and you can send me a question at twb.cool/ask or 432 Agata. Hi. And then I'm here to answer whatever's going on in your life that you need help with, whether it be personal, business, anything. I've got the answer. What do you got for me today, Roble or Hall?
Dear Agata, after a big meal, I'm startled by loud noises near the floor of my apartment. Sometimes they squeak. Are these mice or ghosts? Help. This question is from Scared Steven.
Oh, also, we forgot to play the theme song. I'll put it in later. How about that? And then I'll swap those around later.
No, we could play the song now.
Okay, yeah, let's play the song now.
I'm ready.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Nope, wrong one.
Ooh.
No. Oh,
July, it's Ask Agata.
Well,
Ask
Agata is meant for an adult audience.
There it is.
Ask Agata may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Agata, board certified addiction medicine.
Nice.
Glad I got to hear that. I love that.
Yeah. So what's? Oh, we already heard the question. So, Scared Steven.
So he's hearing noises. It sounds like he's hearing noises after a meal.
Yeah.
Near the ground. Is
I
that
don't
what
know
it
what
said?
The what the meal has to do.
Yeah, near the floor of his apartment.
If he's eating huge wheels of cheese, then it's obviously mice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like he's probably got one of those like squatters that lives in your ceiling, but instead it's in your floor.
Like the boy.
The boy?
Mm-hmm.
What boy?
Did you see the boy?
No.
Oh, is that a horror horror movie? The boy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little boy that lives in the
ceiling.
Well, it's well, it's a babysitter. She goes to babysit this little boy, but it's actually a doll. But then she finds out it's a squatter living in the walls of the home.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
It's the boy.
Spoiler alert for the boy.
Yeah.
Oh, let's hear it for the boy. Spoiler? Yeah, let's hear it for him.
I feel like that it's also been like the plot of many, many sitcoms. There's
always a squatter.
There's an episode where it's like I'm thinking of
Family Matters.
Specifically, I'm thinking of
Urkel was a squatter.
New Girl. There's an episode where they find out some guy's living in the ceiling, and then they're like, "Well, see you later, bye."
Oh yeah, I remember that episode. It was adorkable.
Oh god.
I feel like there was one of Always Sunny. I don't know. Am I the only one who remembers this?
That's a horror. That's a terrible plot device for a sitcom. That's horrifying.
I know. Yeah. I agree. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm like, why has this been in multiple TV shows where they're just like, well, see, bye. Arrested Development.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But also just life. I mean, there's a good chance there's someone living in the crawl space of your home right now.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
Right?
I mean, I'm
not going up there to check.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We've all unconsciously just accepted that there's a drifter in our attic.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely.
So the real question is, this guy is asking, is it mice or ghosts?
Yes.
Right?
I'm going to go with ghosts.
You're going to say ghosts?
Mm-hmm. Because mice aren't going to be smart enough to know what you're doing. Ghosts, they want to fuck with you.
Okay.
So he's narrowed it down to just ghosts or mice. It's one or the other.
I guess he's ruled out squatters.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, if all he's hearing is the sounds of ghosts and mice, it just clearly must be the ghosts of mice.
Hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think the chances are, like, if you take the number of people who have died and the number of people who are alive now, I think there's more people who have died. So it's probably a ghost.
Disagree.
You think more people have died than are alive?
No, more people are alive right now than have ever died.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Really? I don't know. I mean, I guess I took for granted that more people had died.
Hey,
but
people
I guess
be fucking.
There are a lot
people
of
people.
People be fucking.
It's true.
People also be dying.
Babies making babies, you know what I mean?
You just blinked and then 6 babies were born.
Yeah.
But babies be killing babies too.
Damn. Oh, it's so sad. I hate that.
Oh my gosh.
It's too heavy.
This is too heavy. I can't joke about this.
It is. Get these ghosts out of your house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Scared Steven.
Yeah, that's the advice.
Yeah, my advice is call up the Ghostbusters, baby, because you got an infestation.
Damn, that's great advice.
Thank you.
And get a squatter. They keep the ghosts out.
They keep your house warmer too.
Yeah.
Body heat.
Yeah, but they also steal food out of your kitchen while you're sleeping.
Give a little, take a little. You know the expression. Give a little, take a little.
Yeah, the penny expression.
Yeah. Exactly.
Give a little, take a little.
I love that Goofy Dolls song.
Does anybody have any other advice for this person?
Be more specific. I love every Goofy Dolls song.
I'm mostly just into give a little, take a little.
Sorry, what did you say?
I said, does anyone have any other advice for this person?
Just keep listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
To the floor. Keep listening to the floor.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll piece out whether it is a ghost or mice, or if it's a hybrid of the two, or if it is the boy from the motion picture The Boy.
It could be The Boy.
Now available on VOD.
Let's hear
it could
for
be
the boy.
Farts, too. I mean, it's happening
after
meals. Oh, the
farts?
No, it could be Scared Steven's farts.
It's his own fart.
He's trying to cover it up by writing into our show.
So you think he's never heard a fart before?
So, like, someone he's living with keeps hearing him fart, and he's like, nah, man, it's either mice or ghosts. What, you don't believe me? Then I'm going to write into this podcast. and then you'll hear them.
That'll
serious.
Prove it.
Hey, it worked.
It
worked.
It
didn't
did.
It?
It did. I think we helped this person a lot.
I think we did too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Enjoy the perfect rest of your life thanks to us.
Another satisfied customer.
Yeah.
Is it time for Urkel's funny pages?
It's time for Urkel's funny pages.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any funny, something funny pages.
That's enough.
Urkel's funny pages.
Yes, this is a special edition of July's funny pages called Urkel's funny pages, where I, July, read a comic strip that I've never seen before. Andrew, what is your relationship with the funny pages?
Actually, I enjoy myself a funny page every now and then.
Ooh.
Whenever the situation presents itself where there's only a paper in front of you as entertainment, you're mm-hmm. right for the comics.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. The best part.
I love seeing what I love seeing what antics Charlie Brown's getting up to.
Oh yeah,
guy's
yeah.
such a rascal.
He really is.
Yeah. Oh man, good stuff. Do you have any other faves? You love Peanuts.
I do love Peanuts. Let's see. I feel like Calvin and Hobbes is an obvious answer, so. I like Get Fuzzy with the crazy Q.
They really get fuzzy in that comic.
They do. They push the boundaries. I'm like, they were allowed to publish this?
What is Get Fuzzy?
I don't know. It's just cute kitties and stuff like that, and they have attitude.
Oh, they have attitudes. Like they wear like sideways hats, and right sunglasses,
probably leather jackets.
Of course, Gabe knows.
Hi, bitch.
Okay, I guess she's ready for something.
She's just agreeing with the sassiness. You know? So I should throw her a little sass in there.
I love Robolores Hall's arc on Get Fuzzy. As the bye bitch cat.
All right, cool. Now you'll get to choose between three comics that I will read. First one is Bonanas. Second one is The Awkward Yeti. And the third one is The Barn.
I haven't heard of any of these.
I haven't either.
I guess it's been a while since I've opened up a paper.
You must have gotten some new scissors because you're making some deep cuts here.
Bonanas?
Bonanas.
The Barn?
The Barn and Awkward Yeti.
But why are those... Do you want to do something else?
Let's go for The Barn.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all in on The Barn.
Me too. I'm into this.
The Barn.
Is it a 12-panel comic?
Ralph Hagen. It's not. It's we got three panels here.
Oh, okay.
First panel, we see a dinosaur-looking creature. Might be a cow. Not really sure. It's like pastel colored, has horns. It's reading a book, and it says, "Our saying of the week." Quote, dance like nobody's watching. And sitting next to this creature is like a sort of tiny bunny creature. And next to the bunny is a little snake. Second panel. We zoom in on this dinosaur creature. And it's still reading from this book. It says, well, no humorous remarks. No sarcastic witticism? Now, I think this is enough for us to go around and guess what the final panel of this comic might be.
So in the first panel, there's a sign that says dance like nobody's watching.
No, that's what this creature's reading. It's reading from like a little book.
Oh, okay.
And it reads our saying of the week, dance like nobody's watching.
And then the second panel, the same book says no humorous remarks.
Or is he reacting?
I think he's reacting.
That?
It's kind of hard to tell because this creature has no eyes, so I can't gauge like what he's feeling about this.
He's feeling the creature's feeling sensitive about what the book said.
I think so.
Or he's saying like, this book says dance like no one's watching,
mm-hmm.
and then he's reacting like, what? No sarcastic remarks. No. What's the other thing he says?
No humorous remarks, no sarcastic witticism.
No sarcastic witticism.
Okay, good. I'm really getting a sense of this character.
I can't tell if he's reacting to the book,
mm-hmm.
or if he's reacting to the bunny and the snake not reacting.
I think he's reacting to the book because in the second panel, it's like zoomed into him and you don't see the bunny or the snake.
Okay.
Well, sure, because who doesn't reprimand a book when it says something that they're unsure about?
Yeah.
Well, he says, so okay. What? No humorous remark? No sarcastic witticism? I guess I'll go back to watching my favorite character, Chandler, on Friends, who's the king of the sarcastic witticism.
That's probably it.
That's probably it, yeah.
Good guess.
Well, okay. It's not, but...
Whoa, wait.
Oh, Jesus.
We'll see.
Come on.
I mean, we'll see.
Okay.
Did I do that?
I'm going to guess that he says... I'm going to guess that he says, I can't read.
The creature says that?
Yeah.
Oh, he's like setting everyone up. He's like, all right, I know I'm sitting here looking at this book. I'm about to tell you something. I need you guys to take this seriously. Nope, no jokes. I can't read.
Wow. Yeah.
That's good. Okay.
A confession.
Andrew?
Okay.
Do you want to hazard a guess?
Yeah. I think I'm feeling good about this. I think in the third panel, the book is saying, yeah, can't you read?
Oh yeah, I didn't even think about the possibility that the book could talk. That's a good guess.
Well, you're all wrong.
Wait, even me?
Yep, even you, Agata.
Even me?
Yeah, even you, Gabe.
Even our guest?
Even Andrew, yes.
Okay.
The bunny says, sorry, I just envision you dancing like nobody's watching. And then the snake goes, me too. And then it snorts. And then the creature goes, oh. And then a new character, a goat, goes, me three.
Shit, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
I feel like I should have seen that.
We should have seen this coming.
I think that's pretty close to mine, so I should win this one.
Yeah, you
I
should
agree.
Give
yeah, yeah, you win. Yeah.
Win
yeah.
This
you
week.
Win this week.
Thank you.
Give her the check.
You get a hi, bitch, from Robo Laurel.
Oh, my God.
Hi, bitch.
Oh, my God, hi.
Wow, a hi, bitch.
It's a great
a rare variation on bye, bitch. What an honor.
I've never heard her say hi, bitch. It's always bye, bitch.
That's an honor.
It really is.
Now is the part of the show where I read the comments on the comic. We got eight comments. I'll choose the three best. First comment says, it's from Blue Girl 285, who has a California raisin avatar.
Oh, I should change mine.
They say, me four.
Oh, good one.
That is good.
Oh man. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, boom, joke, boom, character tag, boom,
comment tag.
Mm-hmm.
I love people who are like that into newspaper comics to where they're like joking along with the strip.
Oh my god.
They're my favorite population of human beings.
It's very sweet.
This comment is from Happy 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 with 3 exclamation points. They're a GC insider.
Are the exclamation points after each happy or?
Oh no, after the last happy. Okay. Yes.
Good to know.
And their avatar is a little cute bunny dancing on a stripper pole.
Oh no.
It's a little gif.
Hot.
No.
Okay.
They say I would love to see Stan dance. ... I could use a good laugh.
Oh my god.
Brutal. Absolutely savage.
So that guy's name's Stan.
Oh man.
These people are Stanley. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I do think it's Stan Lee. Oh, wait a minute, I'm looking at
the Stan
Lee. It was Stan Lee.
It's a Marvel comic.
But of course. He's just making his cameo in the comments. Yeah.
And finally, Doug Taylor, also a GC insider, who has an avi of looks like an old timey little girl.
Okay.
Says, there's an image I'll never be able to get out of my head, which got 2 hearts.
Okay.
Great one. Everyone's roasting this guy.
I love this community of people where their only comic frame of reference is like the characters in this comic strip.
Oh my gosh.
Like, what? This guy, everyone's seen him dance before? Everyone knows he's bad at dancing?
Well, yeah. Because he dances like nobody's watching, but everybody's watching.
It's a primary, it's his bit on the strip, really. That he dances and he's a weird dancer.
Running joke.
Yeah. And this has been The Barn.
Yeah, that's the funny figures.
Do 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 do
do do do do.
I like The Barn, it's very fun. It is my favorite comic. The Barn is cool, and when I read it, I laugh a lot with my friends.
Yeah.
Hi, bitch.
And a hi, bitch, to end it off.
This Riverdale karma's a bitch meme is the best thing you'll see all day.
Okay, I've seen this.
Yeah, I've seen this.
It's a meme that came from China.
Is it deep fried?
No.
Is it wholesome?
It's not. It is pretty wholesome, I'd say.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's it's these videos that these people in China were posting. July, I think, is going to show one.
Oh well. Karma's a bitch.
What?
Okay. Is that the girl with the pink hair?
No.
Oh, okay.
So the line is from CW's Riverdale, which is one of my favorite shows right now.
Shout out.
And so basically, for anyone who hasn't seen this, it's a like you're like mouthing along with the words, and then when she says "karma's a bitch," you like throw a napkin or a shirt or something in front of a camera, and then when it falls off, you're like.
All you look like bad at.
Yeah, you're like made up. You got makeup, hair, clothes, everything, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Here's another one.
Karma's a bitch.
Oh.
I like the one where it's just like a normal looking guy, and then he turns into an emperor.
Oh yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
That happens on the show. The character goes, "Karma's." This is the original.
Yeah. This is the original scene. All right,
play that.
You'll get to see.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Of course, all our prayers. Thank you, Andre.
Everything all right, Nivita?
St. Clair's had a car accident. They went off the road. Nick. We will recover, but it's going to take several months. Oh well. Karma's a bitch.
Oh,
well, wait, where's like the radicals?
She didn't do a thing where she flips the thing up.
Yeah.
And the thing
she didn't transform into like a golden god.
No. Happened. She's just sitting on the couch saying it, but.
Really what was good.
The meme is
thinking?
Better. This is one of the rare instances where the meme is better than the original.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No? It's, yeah, I think it is.
It's like when you read a book and you're like, the movie's better.
Yeah. Well, are you trying to say the movie's better, Andrew?
Yeah, the movie's always better than the book. The book's just some stupid, it's like fucking squiggly lines on a piece of paper, and I have no idea what it's trying to tell me.
You can't, wait, you can't read either?
Yeah, I can.
All right, we won't prod you on this, but guys, I don't think you can read.
Oh, I just got a text. I can't read this because I can't read. Anyway, guys, sorry about that.
I hope it was just a meme sent to you.
Yeah, it was a Karma's a bitch. It was my girlfriend doing Karma's a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a cool meme.
Yeah, I think it's a good one. Is that show popular in China? Is that what's happening?
It must be.
Yeah, it must be.
Cool.
I don't know what the correlation between the original scene is to the actual end result of the meme.
Right.
You know?
It feels like it just took a life of its own.
Yeah, it was probably one of those things where someone just made a video and then everyone started copying it.
Yeah. Which is my favorite kind of meme.
Yeah.
Like Ice Bucket Challenge from our theme song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the other meme I was thinking of.
Yeah. Or like Damn Daniel, when everybody was making their own Damn Daniels.
I'll definitely... Sorry.
No, not at all. July, if you were to do a Karma's a Bitch meme, do you what would your look be?
Oh.
Before and after? What's your B&A?
I'd probably... Okay, so I'd look like myself first.
Right.
Then I'd mouth the words, Karma's a Bitch.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And then I would... get a huge blanket, toss it over the camera as you would, and then I would unearth as everyone's favorite Riverdale character, Wimpy.
Wimpy. Yeah.
You know, because he loves his burgers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think he is part of the Riverdale verse.
Is he really? Do they Wimpy?
So, right?
No.
Yeah, I mean, yes, he is.
He is. Isn't he on there?
No.
Didn't they get Dan Hedaya to play Wimpy on Riverdale?
Oh, breaking trend.
Oh,
deadline.
My.
What?
Looks like Matt Damon playing Wimpy in Riverdale.
Oh, Matt Damon is the new Wimpy.
Yeah.
He's going back to TV.
Oh, he's getting downsized in terms of screen.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's too good of a role for him to pass up.
Wimpy is from Popeye. He is always trying to get people to buy him hamburgers.
Oh, he'll gladly pay you Tuesday.
Yeah, and he says he'll gladly pay you Tuesday. So he's basically trying
today.
To like
give me a burger today, I'll play you Tuesday.
A hamburger and
and then
a
of
burger
course
today.
Wait, what? A burger saved is a burger earned? Is that what you're...
Do you think he always pays his debts?
I think he doesn't. I think the implication is that he is trying to get free burgers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had to skip
like
town to go to Riverdale.
It's hard to hate. It's hard. That's a game that's hard to hate the player of.
True that.
Yeah. I mean, we all get a free burger here and there.
But that's a good question, Gabe. We should go around and we should ask what each of us would unearth as, you know.
Oh, in the meme?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. You know what? I do one real simple where it would just be like, it start with me,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, the song would come up and I'd mouth, It's karma. That's karma, bitch.
Yes.
And then I'd flip up a napkin, as you do.
That's the wrong quote.
That's karma's karma for you, bitch.
That's karma for you, bitch. I'd throw up my little napkin, but like the only difference would be I'd just have the slightest little Mona Lisa smile.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
That's very sweet.
It is sweet.
I would probably return as one of the...
Wait. You wouldn't play the song and mouth the words.
Okay, I would play the song and mouth the words. This was karma's about. Throw a napkin or blanket or whatever the fuck. And then I would unearth and I would be one of the costume characters from the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Whoa. Which one?
Probably Venom? The like janky Spider-Man.
That's Venom. You're talking about Venom.
No, I'm not. Okay, Donald Duck then.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Andrew, what would your new...
Yeah, what's your reveal?
Reveal.
Did anyone say Wimpy?
I did say Wimpy, yeah. But that's good. You can do that too.
Well, no, I'll try to think of something else. Mm-hmm. All right, so of course, like, you know, I'd be holding the little blanket, like, right below my face. And I would say... You're familiar with the concept of karma. Well, this is a prime example of it, bitch.
You bitch.
And then, of course, I would throw up my blanket. And when it reveals itself, I would be Elmo.
Sounds great.
That's great. So we've got Wimpy, Donald Duck, Elmo... And me with a slight smile.
Mona Lisa smile.
Mona Lisa smile.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Mine's not the real Donald
smells
Duck,
like a
though.
Series to
it's
me.
It's the guy who walks around Hollywood wearing a Donald Duck.
Okay.
You smell that? It smells like a series to me.
Oh, yeah. Teleplay that. Sucka.
Ring, ring, Suicide Squad. We got some new characters to add in the sequel.
Hey, Grammy voters, how about a new write-in album of the year winner?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Hey.
It is Grammy
it's
night.
It's Grammy night.
I'm so excited.
Is that one of our trends?
Who are you rooting for? Oh, wait. Yeah, let's move on to the next trend.
Grammys.
Oh, the Grammys are tonight. How exciting.
I'm so excited.
Are you guys going to watch? You guys excited? Are you going to watch all the red carpet hijinks?
I can't wait. Yeah.
And low jinks.
Oh, boy.
Well, I want to, but I have to do a freaking podcast.
Oh, man. Are they happening right now?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so sorry that we're holding you away from your... what you really want to be doing right now.
It's fine. I normally would travel home to Maryland to be with my family to watch Grammy red carpet, but oh well, what's a 29-year break?
Oh,
so who are you rooting for, anybody in specific to bring home the gold?
Oh gosh. Well, Dinky Dan, he's looking great.
Oh yeah.
The Banjo Boys. I'm feeling great about them.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm hoping Best New Artist goes to Crystal Keith.
Oh, yeah. Crystal Keith is good.
Are they all up for Album of the Year?
Yeah, they're all up for AOTY.
Mm-hmm. And then the other person is, what, Adele or something?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Gross.
I was a little bummed out when my favorite band, the Stinky Stinky String Band, they got snubbed.
They got snubbed.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's just a sign that the Grammys don't care about merit.
Yeah, exactly.
Stinky String Band put out the best album of the year, in my opinion. Spaghetti? Wet Spaghetti was the best album of the year.
Wet Spaghetti?
Yeah!
Wet Spaghetti, wet Spaghetti.
Oh,
wet
my God. Stop it! It's because it's stuck in my head.
So good. So good.
It's so good. It's... almost as good as the original Dry Spaghetti. Dry Spaghetti. Dry Spaghetti.
Oh, boy.
Now I'm going to be humming that all night.
takes me back.
So who's hosting? Who they got MC in the affair this year?
Looks like it's the Philly Fanatic.
Hey!
Hey!
Hometown Boy.
Holy shit.
Hometown Boy makes it
book
big.
That gig.
Wait till you see his jokes. He can't speak, so all he does is like go up there and like make a toot sound.
Who is actually hosting? I have no idea.
I think it's one of these, you know, one of these guys.
Yeah,
fucking
Hollywood
types.
One of the Chris's, right?
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, one of the Ryans.
Let me guess. It's a white man.
Oh, what a fucking surprise.
One of the Waynes.
Lil Wayne. It's Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
Wayne Brady.
It's it's one of the Cordons.
Oh, we got James Corden.
Ew.
Why doesn't he go back and host the British Grammys?
Yeah.
Go back to your freaking country, Jay.
Yes, thank you.
Go back where you came from.
You don't see us going over there and hosting your night shows.
And all he's going to do is he's going to drive a car up onto the stage and he's going to do carpool karaoke all night.
Oh my God, though. I do love that.
Ladies and gentlemen, James Corden. Do-do-do-do-do. Driving up in my car. Driving in my car.
Oprah dry sings spaghetti, Mamba number 5.
Dry spaghetti, dry spaghetti.
Oh, they're
dry
doing
spaghetti.
Dry spaghetti.
Dry spaghetti cover.
Oh, perfect. Well, now that's a lock for Song of the Year.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, Dry Spaghetti. Oh, that's the one that came before.
Old ass song.
Wet spaghetti.
Oh, there it is.
Hey!
Wet spaghetti.
Mom's spaghetti. Mom's spaghetti. Mom's spaghetti.
Okay,
damn.
Well,
oh,
never mind. Too much about that foul man with the language.
Oh, I am not planning to watch it. Sorry to disappoint you guys.
No, I'm gonna skip it and watch my new favorite show, Star Trek Discovery,
ooh,
instead.
Wow,
ooh. Are you really?
Yeah, it's good stuff. Got to tune in. I'll save it for plugs.
Okay.
He'll
cool.
probably bang on the old guitar.
Oh yeah. Ooh, writing yeah. us our next big song.
Oh yeah. Can you update our song?
Do you want to? I always thought it was really funny that it's
no,
Dave.
I think it's
Gabe wanted to keep it the same, but I don't know.
I'll try it.
Okay.
I say don't
spend too much time
I say
on it.
We,
I just want to hear what it might sound like.
I say we keep the song. But if you ever have time, we can tag on new trends at the very end of the song.
Yeah.
Okay, so keeping it in beat.
Yeah.
And then to any time a trend comes out, it just gets added on. The theme song will be like an hour long.
Sort of just like a monotone list. You're just listing off new trends, and we just tag that on to the very end of the song.
I'm talking about the trends with benefits. Damn Daniel. I like turtles.
Karma's a bitch.
Bye, bitch.
I think that's just a trend in this office.
No, it's gonna blow up.
So we've done it. We've reached the end of the show.
What about the hoedown?
Oh yeah, that I almost forgot.
Oh my God!
I almost
did. You really?
Forgot. No,
oh,
I would.
Of
never
course
forgot.
Not. You'd never forget.
I would never forget.
I've been looking.
He never has. That's true.
With egg.
Of course, we couldn't possibly end an episode of Trends with Benefits without doing a traditional, whose line is it anyway? Style, hoedown.
TM.
Transcendental meditation. About one of the things that we talked about on the podcast today.
Mm-hmm.
Agata, do you have a suggestion for something we can hoedown about that we talked about? The Grammys. What was the other one?
Karma's a bitch.
Karma's a bitch. Is that the suggestion?
Mm-hmm.
About karma being
karma's
a bitch.
I heard karma's a bitch. Thank you, karma's a bitch.
Hey, I got a story. This is the sitch. There's these new videos that say karma is a bitch.
And when I flip my blanket, you will see a naked me.
Hey, well, gather around, children. I got a tale to tell. You remember that show called Riverdale? It's about a kid called Wimpy. He wants a burger from you, and he'll pay you later if you give him today.
Sure, you've heard of karma. Well, it is a bitch. Oh, what is a bitch? I'd compare it to an itch. Karma isn't good. That's why it's a bitch. Karma is bad. And it's a bitch.
Hey, karma, you get what you sow.
You should know better than that.
Everybody dance.
There's ants in my pants.
Ants, ants in my pants.
Oh, that's the best one.
Oh, yeah. I think that's definitely the best one we've done.
Agata takes the hoe down to check her phone.
Did you get anything good on your phone?
Yeah.
While we were doing the hoe down?
Mm-hmm. Got some good stuff.
Nice.
That's so
well, cool. That was it. We did it. We made it all the way through.
Yeah.
Good job, everybody.
Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, Andrew.
Andrew, thank you.
Fun. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Do you want to plug anything?
Well, I mean, you can listen to my music. It's my last name, Clotworthy. And then you can look at my Twitter. I post stupid jokes. I'm at Clotwo, so my name without the Irvy.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I think they're great jokes, by the way.
Thanks, Gabe. Your no tweets problem. Aren't half bad either.
Twitter friend.
Yeah, baby. Mm-hmm. What about you, Agata? Do you have anything to plug?
I'm going to plug my Nintendo Switch. It's my closest friend.
You have a Switch?
Greatest joy, yes. Do you?
It's so fun. Yeah, it's so fun.
Oh, my God. Let's be friends.
Okay. Yeah, I'll text you whatever my Nintendo thing is.
Yes.
Nice.
We all have Switches.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I love the Switch. It's so fun.
It's amazing, unbelievable.
Thank you to Nintendo for sponsoring Trends with Benefits.
Yeah, exactly.
We could play a 4-person Mario Kart game.
Yeah,
we could.
Sounds good. Keep those
coins.
Would
that work on the Switch?
Yeah, you can play online.
Oh shit! I forgot what I was saying.
Yeah, we're going to make it happen. We're gonna do this. So yeah, that's basically what I've been doing with all of my free time.
It's great. Got to get those moons. Got to get all
I
those
just got,
moons.
I just got 500 moons.
Wow.
You hit 500
wow.
moons?
Yeah.
Ooh, can I borrow some moons?
No. Those are my moons.
Can I have a moon today? I'll pay you for a moon next Tuesday.
Okay,
in Mario Odyssey. It didn't make sense.
Suddenly things have changed in this friendship now that we know how many moons you have.
Look, it doesn't mean anything different. I want you to treat me the same as you always have.
Breaking Nintendo Direct, Wimpy is new character in Mario Odyssey.
Oh my goodness,
this is fucked up.
He's a playable character. Oh, he throws a hamburger.
I'm excited to play him in Smash Bros.
Ooh, yeah.
Throwing those bergs.
Oh, yeah.
At a baby peach. July, how about you? Do you have anything to plug?
I actually do have something to plug.
What?
Yes.
Wait, you never have.
I know. I finally have something to plug. It's a show. It's a sketch show happening monthly in Los Angeles called Sketch Idol. It's every second Thursday of the month at the UCB Inner Sanctum. Please come.
Please go.
Cool.
I'll be there.
Cool. You're in that, July?
It's his show.
Yes, I am the host of a new show called Sketch Idol. It's American Idol meets Sketch.
That's so cool, dude.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Very cool. We're so proud of our little boy.
Oh.
Yep. This show is just going to be early career credit on July's Wikipedia.
Yeah. Eventually, Trends with Benefits will have its own page.
Yeah. Someday we'll have our own page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then July's page will link to it as used to do this.
Yeah. I guess Robo Laura Hall doesn't get a plug then, right? Because you usually give her one.
I mean, she could still have one, but what do you think?
I think she's
been a little sassy this episode.
So does that mean she
should
have...
You want to punish her by not giving her a plug?
Yeah, I'm putting her back in her crate.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right, no plug for you.
She doesn't have feelings, so it doesn't matter.
And I'd like to plug this show. It's called Trends with Benefits. It's on every Friday evening on
Must-see
the
TV.
CW after Riverdale.
Oh.
You guys great finally needed. Got the TV deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we should thank Andrew Clotworthy for our theme song.
Yes.
Do we have to? Just kidding. We love it. Everyone loves it. Thank you.
I'm so happy to be a part of it. I really love the show.
All that instrumental between music too.
Yeah.
That's the unsung hero of these shows.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's what, whenever something gets a little on the long side, I can always just fade into that interstitial music.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh yeah. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, you bitch.